Simi Gimel Sivbeis. If he mitzvies kilchos and mutar lezes la rishus a rabbi, if the tzitzis are put on properly, then you let it get to rishus a rabbi. Vein talis kotten, vein talis kotten. Whether the talis kotten or the big talis we wear, afiyus man azel shein olam utcheilis. There would be room to say that you're not making the full mitzvah. No, we pass in this one region. It's not like the halacha lemaisa. We pass in that since you are making the mitzvah, that's good enough. It's a bigger chiddush. It's what about at night? There's an opinion that tells lives man tzitzis. So, or if someone gets up early in the morning and he wants to put on his talis early, and he's gonna make the bracha later when it gets lighter. Lemaisa is permitted. There's the chiddush because since it's kosher, it's considered part of the garment. It's not like you're carrying strings that have no purpose. It's a noyes. It beautifies the garment because it's something useful for the garment. So as long as it's kosher, even though right now you're not becoming a mitzvah, it is a right. Yeah. But the Ramo says, actually, if you are wearing them, then you have to wear it as a garment wrapped around you. If you just have it folded over your neck or just sitting on your shoulders, that is not considered the proper way of wearing it. It's not considered wearing it. That's considered carrying all the yasir, even if the tzitzis are kosher. Here's a chiddush that you do not have to, as long as you check them in the morning when you make the bracha, you don't have to check them again every time you leave the house. Now, we have room to say, though, we learned before that every time you put on a garment, you have to check it because maybe it can be over an iser bracha of adults, iser of itzel Shabbos. Here we say that the ma'isim. One should check it when he puts it on, but once you check it, when you put it on, that's good enough.